Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, there are a lot of organizations that are affiliated with AgriLife Extension in Hunt County, and they've been around a long time. And you right now are actively trying to boost activity in
Correct.
Those groups.
Yes, we are. Two of the main groups that are under the FCS category are the TEEA, which stands for Texas Education Extension Association, and then our Food Demonstrators groups. And so both of those groups have been around for a long time, especially in Hunt County. And so right now we're just kind of trying to work to bring in some new membership, get a little marketing out there for them so that maybe we can boost their members.
When you say FCS,
Family and Consumer Sciences.
That's the sort of the overall, that's the umbrella of what you do overall.
Yes.
Family and Consumer Sciences.
Yes, and underneath, in each county, there's a spot for an ag agent, and there's a spot for FCS agent. In some counties, they have an IPM, which is a pest management agent, and then also a 4-H.
Yeah.
So there's a spot for four different categories, and I am in the FCS position.
Right. So the Extension Education Association clubs, what do they do?
Well, the original idea of these is these women were clubs. They're kind of an organization, a social group, and they help the agents take the information, the education, and spread it out into the county. So they're just a little bit more of the fingers that help spread the information through the county. They've been around for a long time, actually since the beginning of Extension. The Extension law was passed in 1914, but the first club was started in 1912. And originally, they would go help the home demonstration agents with the things that they would go into the home and actually show the women what to do. Now it's a little bit more evolved, and they are more civically minded. They are more of a community group. They help out. Specifically in Hunt County, we have a major group that gets together to make activity aprons, which are donated to nursing homes, home assisted living for Alzheimer's and dementia patients. And, the activity aprons kind of give them something to do with their hands to soothe them, calm them down, keep them going. And then also they are into just promoting the education, the programs that we have. So they're kind of I don't want to say worker bees, but in a lot of sense they are. They're the ones that are out there every day talking to other people and help spreading what we're doing in the office.
They are your apostles.
Yes.
They spread the good word.
Yes. Yes.
And they extend your reach.
They do. They do. And they're very useful. We still have three very active clubs. We have a club in Campbell, a club in Caddo Mills, and then a club in Greenville. All three clubs meet once a month.
We're talking with Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. Now there's something called Food Demonstrators.
The Food Demonstrators, and that's one. They're a fun group. This is a group, and it's, open. All of our clubs are open to both men and women. They don't discriminate against anyone, so anyone is welcome to join any of these clubs. The Food Demonstrators meet once a month, and they have a food theme. And they each get to bring in their own recipe and their prepared meal. The recipes are evaluated. Everyone gets to taste them. And they have a theme, and like muffins, green beans. And I think the upcoming meeting this month is on March 15th, and it's one pot meals. It's like crock pot meals.
Sure.
And of course, when I took over, one of the things that I was interested in doing is making sure that we had lots of healthy recipes. So that's one of the pushes that we're trying to do. Take these ingredients and make something not so fattening, a little bit healthy on it.
Nutritious.
Right, so that I can put it back and use it in some of my programs. And so they meet monthly, and I think there's probably about 20 in that group right now. So you come, you spend an hour at the office, and you get to try all kinds of different foods, and you take like yogurt. You can make all kinds of dishes out of yogurt. And so it's fun to just experiment and bring in and try what other people have.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity to meet people.
It is.
Isn't it too?
And that's one of the great things about this. A lot of the people in our clubs are retired people, but it gives them a chance, once a month to get out, interact with other people throughout the county, and get to know new people.
And then you're involved with 4-H too, and I guess we're pretty familiar with what 4-H is about, although
right.
I suppose it's changed a lot over the years.
4-H is a great organization. It's open from kids from the third grade through their senior year in high school. It gives them the opportunity, not just, a lot of times people just connect it with showing animals at the
right.
fairs and things, but there are lots of opportunities. We have sewing workshops for children. We have food shows for children. So there's two upcoming food challenges at the county and the regional level. There's shooting sports, which involves just overall gun information knowledge and archery. So there's lots of just different activities outside of just showing animals, which a lot of times people, you hear 4-H and that's what you think of.
So if any of these organizations, the Extension Education Association, clubs, food demonstrators, 4-H, just give you a call or get on your website maybe and contact you that way?
Right. They can do anything. We have, for actual specific information on dates and times, we have our calendar listed on the website, as well as they can call the office and we'll be willing to give them any information.
And you're out there right now beating the drum.
We're trying.
Yeah, and getting even more participation. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.